Hi, Steve. Jason here from Rugby Lad. Just to kind of start quickly with RG Snyman. Is there any update on how long you think he might be out for, and just the player himself? How is he feeling? How is he holding up? He must be absolutely devastated.
Yeah, we haven't really got the final update at this stage. He saw the surgeon yesterday, but we haven't got the report yet. But, you know, it's not good news. So whatever the time frame on a normal ACL is, that's kind of what we're looking at the moment. I know that varies a lot. Devastating news for RG. Came over here with a goal to become part of this team, and he'd been training exceptionally well for us. And we were very excited to have him here as well. So he knows there was a fair bit of expectation on him as well. So it's devastating news.
Just from an attack point of view, looking back on the match the weekend, you must have saw some huge positives there.
Yeah, I think when you look at every aspect of our game, there were definitely some positives in every aspect. From an attacking point of view, I think we certainly put some good phases together. The tries that we scored, I think, showed that the guys have a really good understanding of what we're trying to achieve out there on the field. But in saying that, there were some other passages that we weren't particularly happy with either. So it's about finding that consistency throughout the whole 80 minutes at this stage.
Cheers. Thanks.
No worries, cheers.
Steve, it's Michael Corcoran here. I know it's early days yet, but, you know, given the injuries to RJ and indeed maybe the uncertainty regarding Joey Carberry, are there any plans or what in terms of trying to bring in maybe a temporary replacement or for either of the two players at the moment?
Short term, no. We're definitely focused on obviously playing the game this weekend, finishing off this season as best we can. And we've got, you know, a couple of young guys in the academies. If you look at from a 5-8s perspective first, we've got Ben Healy, Jack Flannery and Jack Crowley, who've been training with us now for the last couple of months. And we have a lot of confidence in those guys. We certainly feel that they understand the system quite well, so quite comfortable putting those guys in if we need to. From a second row perspective, Tighe's back, Tighe Burns back, which gives us a little bit of depth there. Billy's all good. Fanine's back as well. Fanine Witchley's back as well. So I think timely for those guys coming back in. We've also got some young academy players, Thomas O'Hearn, who's showing a lot of promise, and Paddy Kelly also, both very good young prospects who we'd be very comfortable putting in the main team.
And can I just ask you about JJ Hanrahan? The work that has been done with him, maybe your influence on him, and you saw the way he played. He was like on the top of his toes throughout the course of the game against Leinster last weekend, and how he seems to have improved so much as a player.
Yeah, he's been great to work with. He's a real student of the game. He's sort of been in and out of the Munster system, playing overseas for a little stint there, and certainly brings a lot of experience and a lot of calm to the rest of the team. But I think it's really his work that he does off the field that puts him in really good positions on the field. So, like I said, it's been a pleasure to work with him. He sees the game the same way. He tries to understand it around the way that we're trying to play the game. And he just works. There's a number of guys in our team that do it, but he works really hard off the field to make sure that he's right to play both mentally and physically.
Stephen Ashnate here from Virgin Media Television. Sorry, we just missed your first question there on RG. We just had to record it. Can you just describe again the setback and not to have RG for the foreseeable future?
Sorry, Sinead, I think that question's done, so I can't answer that one. No, just joking. Just joking. look, it's. I don't want to have a smile on my face when I talk about this, but it's devastating for RG. He's come over here with a real purpose to be a part of this team, and he's missed out on that opportunity now, at least for the next however long the rehab takes. So it's devastating news for him, but it's also, upsetting for the rest of the team as well. We're really looking forward. He trained with us now for a good period of time, and we certainly saw how good the guy is, and we're all pretty devastated at this stage. In terms of the time frame, he saw a surgeon last night. We still haven't got a definitive from the surgeon, but it's a typical ACL, so it could be anywhere from 6 to 12 months. It really depends on the rehab.
Okay, wish him the best. And just on Tadhg Byrne, as you mentioned, could he be back for this weekend's game?
Yeah, Tadhg's been training with us, trained well with us last week. He's back into training this week, so he's definitely in contention for this weekend. Fineam Witchell is also back in contention, so he's back fully training as well. So timely that those two guys are back on deck for us.
Stephen, can I just jump in there? How are you going? And just ask about, is there any clarity around Jean Kline, Dave Kilcoyne and James Cronin in terms of how long they're going to be sidelined for?
So JK's got a neck ligament. We're not really sure how long that's going to take. Same with Dave Kilcoyne. He's got an ankle ligament. So those guys are both in rehab at the moment, and it really depends how they progress through the early stages. It's like any rehab process. You've got to make sure you're ticking your boxes along the way. So it's kind of indefinite. They're not available this weekend. We know that for sure. Who was the other one that you're talking
about? James Cronin.
James Cronin did a groin last week at training. It wasn't too bad. We almost got him up for the game last week. He's in the rehab process as well at the moment. I'm not sure. He's sort of touch and go for this weekend. We're not sure at this stage. So he'll be, you know, again, ticking boxes in the rehab process. I'd expect he'll be a little bit shorter than the other two.
Okay. And just in terms of, similar to the other questions about cover, are you happy enough with Loosehead that you have depth there?
Yeah, we have got, so I mean, at the moment we've got Boomer training and we've got Josh training as well. We feel that we've got enough depth there at the moment. There's guys that we're swapping over. I wouldn't say we're flush with depth. There's guys that we're swapping over sides of the scrum just to make sure that we've got coverage for the weekend. But it's the same with any team in Ireland at the moment. There's a real shortage on props.
Okay.